wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Brent, what have you been up to? Yeah.
From my experience, I've been close to France. I did, like you have done in the past, the school trip to Europe, school Euro trip.
Was it through EF Tours?
Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
So their organization, yeah, it's, I have some issues with their planning.
Yeah, apparently.
People
enough.
On the ground, but the people on the ground are good the whole way, but they just seem to have, like, they don't really plan anything. I don't know if that's the other country's fault or.
Oh.
Just what they said they were doing. Yeah, it's a big organization, so we survived. It was fine.
I was considering working for EF.
Yeah, I just have no sense of how big it is, but it seems crazy.
They're making a lot of money, so they don't. Yeah. They deserve to. You deserve top treatment if you go through them.
Mm-hmm. So no, it was good overall. Like,
where did you go?
I'll just have my funny things. So. From Winnipeg to Mini. And then because EF Tour screwed up the flights or something, then there's like an 8-hour layover in Mini. Then
we're in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Why the hell did you fly there? It's like right beside Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Not Chicago or something?
Nope. And then.
Grr.
So let's see. Wait, yeah. Left. So.
How many kids?
I left my house at 1 in the morning.
Ooh.
Got to Minneapolis for breakfast. 40 kids.
Oh my god.
Left Minneapolis. Flew overnight to Amsterdam. Spent a day there because the flights were messed up. And then flew to Vienna and then drove 3 hours to the hotel. So arrived at midnight the second day of pure hardcore travel.
Outside, so, far out of Vienna, past the castles, past the palace.
Yeah. Never, but it was dark when he got there. So that's the ones I missed that city completely. But just that's the overall thing I learned is EF just. That's, I think their strategy is to run the kids into the ground.
Oh, that's what they do on purpose. Yes.
Yes, they're too tired to cause trouble.
Mm-hmm. No, and they try and get you on the, they try and fight the jet lag, like, by overwhelming you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a strategy. The first 2 days are just nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And kids are sleeping on the tours, and they do not care. Because then after that, you're just, they've crushed your soul. It's like those male boot camps, you know. They just break you down.
Yeah, and you can just go with it. So, I don't know, it was a scary start getting to airport 4 hours early. I think it'd be okay, but that's where the incompetence of Canada starts and ends, is airports. Actually, yeah, first they booked, instead of one bus to get us into Winnipeg, two buses were there at 2 in the morning in the school parking lot, and only one was needed.
So
someone just got to go home, get bus ready, drive out 90 minutes, drive back 90 minutes, and go back to sleep.
He got paid.
Just has two buses sitting there, so that was good. The airport, we were there before it opened, and it was still tight to make. Like, I just got through security eventually and was straight onto the flight. First, they broke our group up into three parts, and I was in the third part. And the woman doing ours,
she leave.
It was the most incompetent I've ever seen anyone at a job. And it was a mixture. I think it was Delta / Korean Air. So she's kind of like an old, like sort of like at retirement age Korean lady. So tiny, but. Plugging away in the computer, but I swear to God, she was just hitting buttons. Trying to she had no idea what was going on.
I love it.
And eventually some bad came and was like trying to tell her what to, and she was just like, like there is just nothing happening.
Nobody's home.
Yeah. She had like 16 passport and it just like entered all the info and the guy came and then she like erased it all to change like just constant chaos. And just
I'm getting a headache, Brent. Like I'm getting a shooting eye pain just thinking about this situation and being there. I know it. I know it so well. The incompetence.
Like Marge is probably about the same age. And I think she would have done a better job with the computers with no training.
Yep.
And then clearing customs. Nope. How about there's multiple flights going and let's have one person.
Nice.
Like, yeah. So just.
Or the broken machines.
Completely unnecessary. I'll get there. But this was a human one. I guess not customs, but yeah, the security and. To fly into the U.S. This is still in Winnipeg. It's like, we're just going to cause chaos and make everyone freak out by having nobody working. And it's an automatic 2-hour line out of nowhere for no reason.
So for an airport that only has 100 people leaving a day.
Hmm. Delta Airlines has the... It is a nightmare version of the video about the flight. Go look it up. I'll send a video after. It's got this, yes, there's old white woman and young black man, and I really don't think he's real or he's evil. He speaks so clearly with a huge lizard smile. Like to be soothing, and it's insane. Like just smiling so hard, talking about the plane crashing and how to use the stuff, and it's it was just a nightmare. I'm gonna find that for you. But yeah, the flights were on time. Amsterdam is my favorite place in the We did a one-day tour of that just because we were stuck at the airport for another
great
full
city.
Day. Yeah. So all put together, and the people there are like, yeah. What did our guide was like, pretty accurate, I think, with it. He's like, we're pretty blunt. But they're right about everything.
Ooh.
So it's like just
people.
Like, yeah, they're tall. I don't know if I could live there. They're too tall and skinny. They love talking about how tall and skinny they are. And how well they eat and all that stuff, so they're smug, but they're right.
To be fair, my family hasn't lived there since 1643. Yeah. Still,
like, just a difference between if this was in the U.S. I was going through the security there to get back into airport, and my passport, I was clearly with the group, school group, so but then there was a bunch of stations to scan a passport and then it unlocks a gate. And mine just sort of froze for a good amount of time. And then instead of just the normal pop-up message, it's like got a message saying see border control or so. Then there's just a guy sitting there who everyone still walks by anyways. And says, is this border control? He just like, yeah, go. Like he clearly knew that my screen was glitched.
Yeah.
if they would have been in America, like there's an 80% chance if that was the same thing in the U.S., the guy would be screaming, like, why don't you know? Right? That would be, like, what I would expect to hear. And this guy just gave me a smug look, like, hey, yeah, you're right. I know you screwed up, kind of. I know you screwed up, but I'll let it go. That seems to be it. They can be pretty smug, but they are right about what they are. Yeah.
The people that scream about liquids in your bag and take out the... Mm-hmm. on a loop and they just scream at you.
Yeah, you'd like those that job.
There was one where they had it on a tape. It was just playing on a loop of just someone screaming at you and there isn't even a person there. Just nice. But that's just how stupid people are now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the things you see when it's like, do you have any liquids or batteries or anything you need to do? And then they open up their bag and it's like you should never be allowed to fly ever again. Never. But airplanes are now just the bus. They are the bus when the bus was still a little decent. Like, being a Greyhound bus driver, you had to take a course, and it was like a big deal. It was a kind of a good paying job, maybe the late 80s. That's where we're at with air. We're like mid 90s bus travel, right before the
hanging on.
Yeah, that's where we're at. That's what an airplane is like now. It's basically a chicken coop.
But the Amsterdam, I'll get there. There's still some hope if you're smug. Italy, I'm not going to do tour by tour. Like, you just sort of run through everything, right? With a school tour. You're seeing a lot of stuff. Yeah. I did like the Colosseum. Like, I can really see just the power of it.
Okay.
Roman one, like, because just seeing it from different angles, like being at floor height and having that five levels up and people screaming, it's like, okay, I can see why boxers or wrestlers never stop. Because if this was full of people freaking out, it'd be pretty addictive.
Yeah.
So
it's like playing music.
That was my one thought there. So, sort of my food nightmare. Like, I like to have my food under control when traveling. Not too much. But most of the time you got free time at lunches, and I just stuck with tomato. I was just in tomato land. Italy's, vegetables are so good.
Really?
I have garden fresh tomatoes before. It's completely like 200% higher level.
Oh, and lunch could just be some nice fresh cheese and tomato.
Yeah.
And there's your lunch, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm.
But then the suppers, you never really knew, because it was like a place that caters to EF tours. So they can usually pump you through, but you never know. But the quality seems to go up and down. Ours was pretty good, but I think when we arrived in Rome, we were told we're eating at the hotel, but we weren't. So I think this restaurant got like 2 hours of notice that we were coming. Ooh. And we knew that, so they just started bringing out like, pasta and red sauce. So plates of that, I was like, well, whatever. The kids wanted spaghetti. They wanted to say they were happy. And then these old guys
were pretending it was good, like, oh, pasta in Italy.
No, well, just the kids were happy to have it. Like, it was fine. And then the old man kept coming out with seconds, and I was I don't think I'd really eaten that day, so I was stuffing back three plates of it because they're just emptying out in bread, and like, okay, I'm done. And then just a whole nother surprise meal comes out, like mashed potatoes and pork chops and just infinite pork chops just being thrown everywhere.
What?
Like, they're just, it was like a whole second huge plate meal with seconds and thirds of these pork chops.
Irmigeared.
So it was just food nightmare.
So you couldn't digest for 3 days.
No, it was, not ideal. But to help with digestion, their dessert.
Oh,
yeah, they just all this other stuff. It was simple, but lots of food, and they just
Italy.
And then they come out and dump a bunch of apples on the table. Like, here's 10 apples. Like, okay, it's our dessert, and it did not fly with our pretty cool tour guide.
Oh,
she was like Italian woman. Just fuming and like red and just letting the waiter know that this is not good, and then took him out back and continued the assault. She was just very, very unimpressed. And our bus driver,
how do you like these apples?
Well, her and our bus driver were at a table in the corner where this was all happening, having some wine, which we didn't. Yeah, they were having wine, and they were not like the bus driver. I'm trying to think of like what kind of mad this. It's like just movie rage. Like, I don't know, maybe Pesci level disgust at something. Like, just He was so mad about this Apple situation. Just while she was talking, old man, like two Italian hands waving. And then when she left to keep the argument going, he ate the apple, but with a big knife. Just furiously cutting it and eating the little red cute triangle squares. It was beautiful. Just shaking, like red and shaking and cutting an apple with a knife at a little table. Just the best rage.
I want to reenact this. I want to reenact this.
God, like, I think it's De Niro, like just the tight head shake, that type of rage and disgust. Yeah. I am a clown too, like that level of anger. Oh, so funny.
Ooh.
Yeah. I also kind of think, right after that, the tour guide took us out for gelato to make up for it with some of her spending money that she had, but the kids found right outside there a little bit of Jamaica news.
Ooh.
Oh,
Jamaica,
yeah.
The vending machines in Rome. Jamaica Prestige vendors. What
really?
Can you get? Yeah. What can you get in these vending machines? Smokes, of course.
Uh-oh.
Smokes, vapes, scratchers.
In a
all your
machine.
Vices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All your vending machine. Yeah. You bring your USB card because you can hook up for porn downloads. Oh.
What, you could just airdrop Jamaica and be crazy, man.
Wait, so is there booze in there, like rum? That's the only thing that's missing. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And your
so this
weed?
This is just a sin box. This is a box of sins. I like this box.
Mm-hmm.
We could put that in the neighborhoods that I want to create.
Yeah. I really, something about bringing a USB stick makes, like, that makes me sick. Just that USB stick going in there and then going back to someone's own computer.
Going to the library?
Because
that's where they're going.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going straight to the library.
My thoughts from the Vatican. I was trying not to be that guy, but there's a lot of stolen stuff in there. Like, it's really big and impressive, I guess, but once you start to think about it at all, it's like,
And where it all came from?
Yeah, that part gets overwhelming.
Well, I'm just seeing here Pope Francis says talks are underway to return artifacts that were acquired from
a lot of talks.
Canada. There's talks.
We're having talks. It's like,
what are you going to do for me?
Put it in a FedEx. Stop raping kids. There. Good. Here, we're going to have a talk.
Yeah.
Can you stop it? This is our stop it. That's the whole talk. Stop it.
Yeah, here's the Globe and Mail from 3 days ago. The Pope supports restitution of indigenous items to Canada. So why haven't they come home?
The Pope. Why would anybody care? Why?
Yeah. Well, Mitra, it's new Pope is cool Pope, right?
Nope. He's a piece of crap.
That was the selling point. Simple man.
Well, they gave you the kid children of Hitler guy before, so to make you whoever comes out after is gonna be the cool Pope.
Hip.
Yeah. Benedict. Me outside the Vatican. Yeah. Trying to be a good citizen, but like every single black Italian guy, I'm like, oh, please don't be scamming me. Just be normal. And no, it was 100% of the time.
Oh.
I was just trying to give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
You're just going to get grifted.
Yeah, but no, every time. Where does the grift go if it's like, hey, are you African? If they ask you that. Is it just to try and find someone really dumb to then start selling things to?
They ask you that?
Yeah.
Just get you talking, man. Just get you talking. No, well, I am.
But there wasn't even any. There was nothing. there is no sellables even out though.
They're just trying to see if you're
it's warming
really
up, you know. You know, it's like Trevor at Soundcheck and Flint Flon, you know. There's you know, he's just testing things out.
So I had to hide from the scammers in the Vatican gift shop.
Mo, are you African? There, I got it.
Yeah, my favorite grift is the emails that are so poorly crafted that only dumb people reply. Yeah. That's I respect that so much.
Texts now. Yeah.
Now, Trevor, I didn't get you any beads that are blessed or anything.
Oh,
but
I'm going straight to hell.
At the back of the gift shop, I did find the Calendario Romano 2024. Do you want a calendar
from the Vatican? 12,
from the Vatican. Yes, from the Vatican gift shop of the 12 youngest, twinkiest priests they've got.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yes. What day does the week start on?
I don't know. Yeah.
Probably Sunday.
Mm-hmm. But it's just not even hiding it. Like, it's very hot. I don't know what it's for, but I really wanted to buy it.
Oh, you didn't?
It's in the Vatican gift shop.
You didn't want to support them, Trevor. You, no matter yeah, how bad they want an item, you can't do it.
Figured I could find it online, but I couldn't find it quickly yet, no. So.
Oh, that's
bring your
the,
USB, or you could just bring your USB key there and it gets open.
Oh, that's what I'm seeing in the Globe and Mail here, that no indigenous artifacts have been repatriated, but some hunky priest calendars have been brought back to Canada from the Vatican. Yeah.
The cultural exchange program.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, in the middle of our tour, I can tell you putting all of us on an overnight ferry is not ideal for not getting a bunch of people dying.
Oh, ferries in that part of the world, Brent. That's a whole different world. That's like tsunami ferries.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to Greece, right?
Greece ferries.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah, that made some people sick. That made the next day tough, but got some time in the Greece.
Has, like, nightmare stories on those waters.
Yeah.
Is it overnight so you can't see the migrants' boats?
I don't know. But let me tell you, Carter, the Greeks do not respect the do not smoke in the boat.
Damn straight they don't.
Those signs were not even being no, it was like, I'm smoking in my little room. I was very close to starting smoking there.
your kids went to the vice machines.
Yeah.
They were all smoking on the boat.
Jamaica Prestige, that's such a great name.
Yeah, it's good.
Anytime something comes up like that, it'll be just going to be like Jamaica Prestige.
Jamaica Prestige.
Yes. So, yes, I was happy for that.
They need one at the Queen Bee.
Yeah.
Baby.
Exactly.
I was happy for the change of pace from Cap from. Oh, also next year, don't go to Italy because it's the 25-year special for the Catholic Church. Where three doors in Rome open up, three magic doors, and if you walk through those, your sins are wiped out. You don't even have to apologize, I think.
That makes sense. Yeah, I get it. That's... Yeah, totally. Of course they do. Yeah.
So those are for the sins. I get it's just a trip, but...
Are you criminally not held responsible?
No.
Damn.
Yes.
Now... That's what I've always wondered about Catholics, is like, what are you guys doing that you have to, I literally don't think I have anything that I really need to get off my chest, at all, I don't really feel bad about anything I do. I can't imagine going every single week and being like, God, oh my God, I gotta tell you about all, I've done some terrible,
No, I think it's stuff like, I kicked the old person off the board at the choir festival. I raised my voice against,
Why? What are you so guilty of? What are you confessing to? Every week you're going to church about feeling bad? It's like, I guess the whole Catholic guilt thing, they just feel bad about everything.
Yeah.
But, I'm a terrible person and I have nothing. Like, I don't feel like I'd have much to say.
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just have to make it up.
Yeah. And it's just for some creepy old perverts that want to get off on gossip and hold it over you. It's like a blackmailing booth. Come in here and tell us everything, and then you have to give us money every week.
So that way you wouldn't have to. You could just hold off. Go through the door.
The door, the 25er.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta respect Catholics. They're the most wizard-like of all religions. most mystical. Yes.
But yes, I was happy to get to Greece, because there's only so much Catholic art you could look at. So.
Then you get into the Arkansas,
where where guys are standing on fire on hydro poles, mm-hmm. pretending to be Jesus.
Then Greece is really like they've got their thing and they're proud of it.
They deserve to be proud.
Yeah,
they did a lot.
But I think one spot I got like the Greek lady giving us a tour around the big Athens Museum before we went. Was complaining about the British taking their stuff. Fair, but it's like they said they won't give it back because the museum isn't good enough here for it. Well, you'll see soon. Well, I'm sorry, but nope. The British were right.
The museum's garbage.
The museum sucks. It says it's a 3-story museum, and the first one has it has old carvings and stuff everywhere. But I was trying to limited time. I was kind of moving through it. Second floor, coffee shop. Third floor, empty. So
their museum sucked.
It sucked.
It was the
Ethelbert Museum. It was mediocre. The British were very right about that one. Everything else in Greece was cool, but that museum, nope. They've got
some. What is going on with those inbreds? They're all dying. Everyone's the big C in the royal family. Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
At the Athens Museum, I did follow one guy around for like 10 minutes. Definitely the best person there. They paint a picture for you. There is a mother, father, and son. But I swear the ages were like 25 and 60. Like, just
between
to fully
the father and the mom.
Between the child.
Oh, okay. Yep. Because like I was in a restaurant a very with the much I was adult. In the restaurant with the Macho King, where there was, a situation. But
mm-hmm. My brief guess would be they looked like they were coming from like maybe they were rich Africans. Like the mom was very seriously looking at all the stuff there, well dressed up. The dad had socks pulled up to his knees.
Nice.
And the kid was like wearing like basically like white suit with like greenish African green color man purse. But so kind of confusing. But while they were leading him around, the dad did not look interested. The mom was studying everything. He was like 3 feet behind them, bone out. Like head down with the dubstep, with the trip hop beat playing, just the like so terrible speakerphone music, and just
in the museum,
head down and just nonstop scrolling TikTok loudly, like screaming TikTok videos.
God,
and he was not a teen. I would really guess 25-year-old man.
Garbage.
With like a rich Gucci bag, like matching full outfit and Gucci man bag, and playing cell phone music and and like not even just wiping. 1 second of screaming. Laugh and the next thing. It was incredible. And it never stopped. So that was my absolute favorite person there. Just to wrap it up, have you been through Toronto? Is Toronto Airport about as bad as it gets?
It's pretty bad for a big one.
I've never minded it.
It feels they're, like you could get lost in a maze there. Like
their international departures is especially bad, though.
Yeah. If it turned into some sort of video game or Lost Worlds thing where you're just in winding corridors forever, that could easily happen.
Especially where you were going.
Yeah, but yeah, so getting back.
Especially where you were going. The crazy part is when you get to the end of the labyrinth, you are about, the wall that's behind you, when you get all the way through all the navigating, if you could just break down the wall that is 20 feet behind you, it's right where you came in.
Yeah.
You literally
do
all of it. You do this. It's like you are in the catacombs of Paris, and then you come out to this dingy, yellowy white cubicle of hell. And it's right above and in front of where you started.
Yeah. So I think we were guided into a secondary line place for arrivals. We weren't sure if we were going through customs yet or not, because we didn't have our suitcases.
Yep.
So I was still prepared for a world that made sense where things mattered. Like, I had receipts. I knew how much money I'd spent. I'm going through customs, right? That's just how customs works, right? Someone's going to ask you questions. So we're in this endless line. People screaming and eventually get to these computers. And first I was waiting at the back. I was always the one at the back pushing kids forward. Then some random little, I guess, customs agent. To me, it just seemed like a person in a vest was like, five of you go to this one. Just for speed, go to this one. So five kids go to that one. And that is the customs. But it's like an iPad that doesn't load. Right?
Yep, and you got to stare up and do a picture sometimes.
And it's like, it sort of asks you a question, and it's just like, say yes to everything. So, do you have oyster, are you bringing in zebra mussels? No one checks any of that at all. It's not even clear if there's limits to how much, I could have bought a car. There's just nothing checked at all. The camera didn't work. Or if it did work, it mixed up the kids' faces, so they didn't match the names and faces didn't matter. And then we were in. Good. And then just walked into the country, and that was it.
That was customs.
And I had no clue they had gone through customs. It's just, after Amsterdam, it's just no lines, because everyone flows through and just everything's perfect. Just absolute garbage.
Total garbage. Vancouver is slightly better, but not much.
They just gave up? They don't check things?
It's over. We need to build a wall.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people coming from interesting places.
Toronto
needs to be checked what people are bringing in.
No, that's my after SNL when I'd watch the airport show. It was always Toronto. There was always interesting things there. People bringing in living organisms and foodstuffs and jewelry and vapes and lying and then the best one was the guy that was like, I'll fight you. I think we talked about it before. Where he just said, okay, here's the deal. I'll fight you, and if I win, you'll let me into the country. He's like, that's not how this works. It's the best episode ever, because the guy is so short and so stocky and so angry, and he's throwing a fit on this Canadian customs guy.
Yeah.
Just harassing. It's like, this is the guy that lets you into the country. So when you start off by harassing him, you know this guy knows he's busted, right? He knows he's screwed. Yeah. He's not getting in. And then he's like, here, I'll fight you, okay? Let's make a deal. I'll fight you, and if I win, I go to the country. He's like, this is customs. That's not how it works. The guy was so confused. He's like, really, so, What?
So I was desperately trying to help my kids through there, and all of a sudden beside me, like, I just start getting pulled on. I'm trying to do this, trying to fix someone's stuff because nothing's working, and it's this middle-aged lady who doesn't speak English, and her friend who does, but the one who doesn't speak English is trying to be like, I'm Canadian, what do I do? Like, getting me to fill it in for her.
Oh.
I'm like, well, it's like, it doesn't say I'm coming back. It's like, how long visit through the interpreter person. I'm like, well, is that a Canadian passport? Like, no. But like, but I live in Canada. But, like, but well, are you Canadian? Like, I'm not a customs.
Yep.
Like, they didn't tell. Like, I'm not filling this in for you. I don't know what to tell you. I don't work for Customs Canada. Don't talk to me.
I'm not incriminating myself in this.
Yeah. Like, I'm not figuring. No, sorry. I cannot solve this computer that doesn't load or loads 10 minutes.
And I have 40 children. Ma'am, I have 40 children with me. You are on your own.
Mm-hmm. She really didn't want to ask the customs people, though.
Oh, no, because there was so much in her bags.
My favorite sign, speaking of the customers want to fight, was this Popeyes sign that sort of went viral on Reddit there. And it said, just so you know, the staff working at this Popeyes are able to fight. So be careful when you open your mouth. And I just love thinking about it. Because, like, what does that mean? Able to fight. Like, the manager's giving them the, like, all
clear. Are we talking Popeye's chicken or Popeye's body supplements?
Popeye's chicken.
Whoa! So, do they have the green... Popeye's supplements would be, like, all these jacked dudes who are in there or something. We're talking about chicken?
Popeye's Louisiana chicken.
It's gone downhill so much.
But I don't, well, that's, you know, don't, you better not say that in the store because they're able to fight. So they'll what does fight. That mean? Does it mean that the manager is so sick of unruly customers that he's giving them the green light to drop the gloves? They're
like,
able
what is it,
to fight.
International chicken waters,
or does it mean like they're able to fight? Like they're like MMA trained. So if you do happen to fight with the staff, they're going to win. So it's just like,
I think it means that. I think it means like we have trained these people to whoop your chicken buying keisters.
I like the first possibility. They're both amazing. But I like the first one best where it's just like, yeah, we're allowed to fight here.
Oh, the second one implies we are allowed to fight and we are trained.